The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you watch your Rockets last night?
That team is done. They don't even deserve to make the playoffs as far as I'm concerned.
There was one play last night in the first half that just kind of defined James Harden for me. He dribbles up. He tries this behind-the-back pass, which goes directly to a Jazz player and gets points the other way.
Normally, I would feel like, I'd like to see him make it. I just don't care with this team because you know why? They don't care. If they cared a little more, maybe I would care a little more. Asked about Paxton Lynch as a possible quarterback.
I love Paxton Lynch. That's my guy. Talk about a guy with size, mobility, good arm. I like him a lot, and I've seen a lot more of him.
Do you like him for the first round?
Yeah, I do like him for the first round. Okay. And I think he's gone before 22. I assume the Browns are probably going Jared Goff. And then somebody's going to fall in love with Carson Wentz. What if those two guys are gone and the Rams are on the clock? Rams are taking Paxton Lynch.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. This is hour number three. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And some good stuff there. Some of the stuff you heard, some other things. We're all over the place. But can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page if you like. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And had a couple people, a couple texters ask me if they want to donate to help get rid of cancer. And they're not on Twitter. What's the link? You can just email me, Fowler975@gmail.com. And I will send you a link. Very simple. Every little bit helps. I mean, $25, it's fine. We get to 500. I'm going to put up 200 bucks at the racetrack Saturday night, and whatever I win goes into the kitty. So that could be fun. And you watch, man, I'll hit like a $10,000.
If you lose, are you going to pull it out of the kitty?
No. No, no. Okay. I will invest $200. If I lose the $200, then cancer wins.
Cancer so, wins that day.
Yes, and we're not going to have that. Because
that day, cancer will have won.
On my watch, that's not going to happen. I actually love the card, too. So, but whatever I make with that $200, I will donate it that night. So, it says, after a bleepy day at work, all is right in the world, flipping on 97.5 with the guys. Thank you, my man. Appreciate you being here. That's always the best compliment that we can get. Riot says, during commercial breaks, I keep replaying the swear from yesterday's show on Podcast Arena streaming. I could not make myself cuss, even knowing it was just on the stream. And I'm glad I didn't, because right when I was about to was when we came back on air. So there's a chance that would happen. But I honestly have a mental block when I sit in front of this microphone that I cannot cuss.
Yeah.
I can't.
I don't
and
have
so
that
I
problem.
Sound. I sound like a.
I wish I had that problem.
I sound like I'm an angry kindergartner when I'm talking about GD this and bleep that, but I'm just so. It's so ingrained. I'm so damn scared of the freaking FCC that I just can't do it.
It's probably smart of you.
All right, so I have a couple of stories I would like to get to.
All right.
That I find very odd. Well, one of them's odd. One of them's just kind of funny. And the other one, I don't even know what to make of. This is kind of a follow-up to a gym of the day that we had a few months ago, which I don't know if you remember. But the love triangle at the London Zoo, where a meerkat expert assaulted a monkey handler in a love spat over a llama keeper.
Okay, I don't remember that for some reason.
Well, basically,
it seems like a story I should remember.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you were here that day, but apparently in October is when we did it. The Caroline Westlake was guilty of assaulting a lady named Kate Sanders, who suffered a cut cheek from a wine glass. They got into an argument at a zoo Christmas party in 2014. Apparently, both had dated colleague Adam Davies, who's a llama keeper.
So I'm guessing if you're a llama keeper in the zoo world, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
But, okay, tell me the hierarchy here. Meerkat expert, mm-hmm. monkey handler, llama keeper.
Monkey handler?
Well, we all love monkey handlers, do we not?
Yeah. I'm going to go llama handler.
Llama keeper.
Llama keeper.
Llama keeper.
Meerkat expert.
Okay, meerkat expert is the one who did the wine glass assaulting.
Ooh.
She assaulted the monkey handler.
Oh, who's the top dog?
Because they were both banging the llama keeper.
I mean, the monkey handler can bang who he wants.
What's a she?
Oh, well, who she wants.
Mm. That's why she handles monkeys, right?
She's the, at the zoo, I mean, listen, it's all about who comes to the zoo for what. You know, most people, if you went to the zoo and you told your kids, hey, we have time to either see the monkeys, the llama, or the meerkat, what do you want to see? Well, 9 out of 10 go with monkey, right?
Well, yeah, everybody wants to see a monkey, right?
Yeah. It's just a better job.
And you've seen the meerkats once, you've seen them 1,000 times, because all they do is sit there and stare at the sky,
yep.
which is kind of boring. Monkeys might throw poo at you.
Yeah.
They might make inappropriate gestures. They may spank themselves. I mean, there's all kinds of things that monkeys may do. That's why you go see them first. And llamas can be kind of mean. They can attack too. But anyway, the meerkat expert no longer has her job, of course, but the higher court overturned her conviction. She said that she struck the monkey handler recklessly, but not intentionally. So she was fired from the zoo after the incident. Her lawyer said, Miss Westlake's life has been destroyed by something that was no more than an unfortunate accident. Justice has now been served, and Ms. Westlake would now appreciate the opportunity to put this matter behind her and rebuild her life, preferably one meerkat at a time. She's kind of cute, as English chicks go. I mean, she's 30 years old. She's not unattractive. It's not. I mean, when you throw in the meerkat stuff,
it throws you off a little.
It drops you from like a six to a 5.5.
Yeah.
But if you guys like meerkat experts, she is available. Because I think the llama guy has dumped her for the monkey girl. So, anyway.
You'll be missed. Monkey girl.
Yeah.
Or meerkat girl. I don't know.
Whichever.
It's a super confusing story.
It is a confusing story. There's too many animals involved.
Too many.
See, when you have a love triangle and three different animals involved on top of that, it's really hard to follow.
Yeah.
This one's a little easier to follow. All right. Who hasn't had a few too much to drink or just a little too much to drink and has been wandering around, I don't know, downtown Houston where somebody leaves a bus parked so they can go into Starbucks and thought, it'd be fun to joyride the bus. You don't do it, right?
Right.
You make a joke about it. It's like, you left that bus there. Or a fire truck.
I mean, but you've thought about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, not really thought about it. You just kind of make a joke about, I might do that.
Yeah.
Even a police cruiser. It's like, he left that cruiser on. I might, might want to jump in that vehicle. Well, a woman in Victorville, California, she did not just joke about it.
Oh, no.
And this wasn't a fire truck.
Not wise, guys.
Or a police cruiser. Or even a metro bus. This was a locomotive.
Oh, no.
Carlos DeLara said a loud sound woke him from a sound sleep. The sound he heard was a locomotive's horn blaring through his neighborhood early Sunday morning. He said, I was bad. I thought it was an engineer waking me up. I hear it all the time, but not like that. No, it was a 45-year-old homeless woman named Shauna Marone who broke into the locomotive and tried to joyride it. Started honking the horn, got the engine started. Apparently, there's fail safes that kept her from going anywhere in it. But she did not just walk by and think, that would be fun. She actually did it. When deputies arrived, she refused to get out of the locomotive. For more than 10 minutes, neighbors said they heard the horn blasting away. The locomotive was running when they finally placed her under arrest.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know how to drive a locomotive. I feel like she should get some credit for even knowing how to drive one. Like, how do you put it in gear? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know how to drive a bus either. I'm not going to lie. So when I walk by and joke about driving the bus or the fire truck,
true.
It's a lot. I mean, it's a complete goof.
That's like, what if you say, I'm just going to steal this airplane? Like, if someone actually stole an airplane, I'd be like, man, that's pretty impressive.
That happened once. I remember it because when I was working at the newspaper, it was a long time ago, but some guy in Alvin was drunk and stole an airplane and crashed it. He didn't, I mean, he somehow got it off the ground. I don't know how.
Yeah.
And it was like a Cessna, so it wasn't that big of a plane, but still. Anyway, those were just a couple of things that were possible gems of the day.
Gems of the day. Hey, how much time do we have, John?
Got a couple of minutes.
Okay, good. I want to tell you about the Steph Curry thing.
Yeah, please do.
Obviously, Steph Curry is right now the best player in basketball. NBA 2K16 is having a hard time figuring him out. ESPN has 2K to run 50 simulations of Curry in the 15-16 season, and his stats were consistently worse than they are in real life. For instance, he averaged 28.5 points per game. In real life, he's at 29.8. And they're saying, to be honest, they don't know what to do with him. We're still looking for ways to better translate his game into NBA 2K. He's a rule breaker when it comes to jump shooting. He's a problem in the video game world because we've tried to train our gamers to know that certain types of shots should be rewarded versus others. Basically saying, if you're on a fast break and you pull up at the three-point line and throw a jumper, video gamers should know that that's a lower percentage shot than having a set shooter who gets the ball kicked out to him. You know what I mean?
Right.
He says, I imagine they'll need to create a different set of rules that are only active when you're playing as Curry, which is probably what the NBA should do in real life. They say we're going to have to invest even more time in future iterations to really let Steph be Steph in future versions of NBA 2K. So Steph Curry is so good this year, they can't even make a reasonable video game caricature of him.
And that's ridiculous because when you create your own player, you give them all 99s, right?
Yeah.
You go out there and...
So he's better than a 99 at three at jump shooting.
Oh, man. Getting back to the... Hey, so do we have that giveaway, John?
We do not.
We do not.
It got renewed, but they didn't send it in yet.
How about we do this? Since we usually do a little bit where we let you guys have the best what are the odds. If you call in, you got to hold on through the break. 713-780-3776. Here's what we're going to do. I don't want the best what are the odds. I want the funniest what are the odds. The three funniest what are the odds questions. Win a seat to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic tomorrow. This is the last chance qualifier at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. Top 25 win a seat in the final round. And a chance to win ESPN's Nuts grand prize pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. So just get on hold and wait your turn. And with the funniest three, you win seats to the poker tournament tomorrow. And hopefully you'll be at my table and entertain me. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they, ha?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Apparently you guys don't want to hold on to the break. So,
we can't help.
The two of you who are on hold, just stay on hold. You two win a spot, and we'll give away one more spot. Just be caller number 10. But I want to hear their what are the odds. Adam, go.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
What's the odds that Nick Wright gets invited out to lunch by Coach Herman, and then Coach Herman gets up in the middle of the lunch and leaves him with the bill?
Ooh, that'd be a good idea. Casey, that was a good one.
I don't think it'll happen, though. I don't think Herman's really even going to entertain him.
Yeah. Who are you? And Jim, let's hear yours.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Got a quick question. Have you guys seen the video of the cockatoo where the guy smashes the cage?
I've not seen it.
Okay. I need you to see this video, but what are the odds we can get this bird on for an interview?
We can try.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to look that up now. Okay. Adam and Jim, you're playing poker tomorrow. I want one of you guys at my table. Well done. We have four more spots to give away. We'll do that at some point. Or do we have one more spot? I'm confused now. I'm old. 713-780-ESPN. The people still wanting to weigh in on this monkey story. Here's one for you. What are the odds the Blitz has a contest where you win a month with a porn star?
We don't know any porn stars that are willing to touch any of you.
Yeah, exactly. And we'd have to try them out ourselves first, and they're not willing to touch us. So, somebody said a few years ago somebody stole an airplane from the Sugar Land Airport and ended up hitting the electrical wires. Oof.
That's why you don't steal. You don't steal airplanes. Llama, you don't know how to drive.
Llama guy was banging monkey handler for fun and meerkat expert for office politics. That's what probably happened.
Makes sense.
And then
when you really get to thinking about it.
A friend of mine reminded me, what about the elephant woman? That's where would the elephant woman fit in this group? That's a great question.
I don't have an answer for that. I mean, I guess elephants they're up there with monkeys as far as like feature attractions at the zoo.
I think aren't they bigger? Well, not. I mean, they're physically bigger, of course. But aren't elephants more popular than monkeys?
I don't think so.
I'd be curious. What
I
the
think
people
monkeys
think.
And then jungle cats and then elephants, and maybe bears are in there too. What's your favorite animal at the zoo?
Well, it's kind of silly because it was my kid's favorite animal, so it was always our favorite animal to go see with my kids was the okapis.
Okay,
which are. I mean, basically, those things look like a zebra and a giraffe and God knows what else. Got drunk as hell one night, had an orgy, and that's what happened.
Right.
But I guess I always like to see the giraffes. They were pretty high on my list.
I'm a bear guy.
Like bears. When I was a kid, I liked the rhinos.
Oh, I like the rhinos too, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty badass. Yeah. But yeah, so it's
and hippos. The Houston Zoo doesn't have hippos.
No.
I like hippos.
They have them in I think San Antonio has them, right? Yeah, that's hippos, that's the last
San Antonio's like that's a crazy good zoo.
Yeah, it is. Can't read most of these, but they're pretty good. I think I'd be curious what the most popular we could probably find out from the zoo what the most popular one is. The people go see.
Oh, I'm sure.
I bet right now, I bet it's those gorillas.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
They're the newest thing. They're the new craze.
Yeah. I mean, gorillas are kind of cool.
They are.
But aren't they just really big monkeys? If you want to get technical.
But they're almost like a mix of a monkey and a human. That's what I find fascinating about gorillas.
See, I don't find that fascinating at all. I find it concerning.
No, not me. I don't like it. I mean, if we were going to be taken over and, you know, eventually killed off, wouldn't you rather it be by gorillas than by some foreigners? Like, would you rather die at the hands of a North Korean or the hands of a gorilla?
Well, at least I'd feel like I was defending my country if it was a North Korean.
Well, I mean, but then you got to think about the coolness factor of gorillas actually rising up and, like, having a revolution.
Yeah, that's true, except... I'd have to think about that more. I don't really want to die.
What about you, Junk?
From either one.
The hands of, I guess you could call them my people.
You'd rather die at the hands of the North Koreans?
I don't know. I think because if you...
Let's change it for you.
Yeah, this is a very awkward one for him.
Would you rather die at the hands of Russians or how about, you know, like terrorists, like, you know...
ISIS?
ISIS. Would you rather die at the hand of ISIS or a gorilla? Like a like not just a regular gorilla, but an advanced gorilla who had, like, figured out how to beat humans.
I think if you were to get killed by a gorilla, it'd be very, very gruesome.
Yeah.
I'd take ISIS.
Not me. You think... Look, dude, ISIS kills. They cut your head off real slow. I mean, they're pretty gruesome.
I don't know. A gorilla will pick you up, throw you across the room, and you're still not dead.
See, you're thinking of the gorillas at the zoo now. I'm talking about gorillas that have learned to read. A gorilla that will sneak into your house at night because he's able to pick the lock on your front door. Like that kind of a gorilla.
I mean, how about a gorilla killing you with a gun? That'd be kind of cool.
Okay. Would you rather have a gorilla kill you with a gun or ISIS kill you
gorilla.
With a gun?
Definitely a gorilla.
That's what I'm saying.
What is this, the NFL Combine? What kind of questions are these?
These are logical questions. Like, how would you rather die?
Oh, God.
Would you rather die by drowning or by burning to death?
I hate both of those ideas. I want to die quietly in my sleep. Can we not?
But no, those are your choices. Which one?
Why do I have to choose?
That's the game.
I'm gonna go Christian Slater and mobsters. I don't accept the choices.
Jung?
I'd probably rather burn, though.
Drowning or burning to death?
I would have to...
How about this? I'll give you guys option C. Death due to, like, cold exposure. Like, you could just sit out in the, cold.
I would choose that because...
Die eventually when your body gets too cold and you die. Like, you'll look like the guy at the end of The Shining.
Yeah, but you watch way too many Armageddon movies. If you've got gorillas learning how to speak and pick locks
it's like
shoot
Planet
you
of the
in
Apes.
The face.
It's just Planet of the Apes is all it is.
Yeah.
It's one of the most terrifying movies ever, by the way, if that were to come to be.
Well, especially when they enslave us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part's bad.
So would you rather be killed by that type of gorilla or eaten by a zombie?
Would I turn into a zombie?
Yes, you would.
I'd rather get killed by the gorilla.
Yeah. Now, if
that's an easy choice.
If the zombie's just going to eat me and eat up all my pieces and I don't become a zombie, I'd go that way.
Yeah, but what if...
Because that'll be pretty quick.
Okay, but what if what if they catch you slowly? Like, you're trying to hide under a dumpster and he grabs you by the leg and starts eating you from the leg up.
Now, see, that wouldn't
that's
work.
That's horrible,
no,
right?
That wouldn't work. It would have to be like a gang of them just... descending on me like an Interview with the Vampire when they all kind of jump on the hot girl that they eat.
Right.
It'd have to be like that.
Okay.
If that's the case, then it's going to end pretty quickly. Gorillas designed and programmed Skynet. Mm. Yeah, see, that'd be scary. 713-780-ESPN. Let's grab a quick call. Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in real quick. I was actually operations manager at Houston Zoo for about 3 years. As far as the hierarchy goes, it would always be monkeys, elephants, and then after that, giraffes. Because kids love being able to feed the giraffes and look at them and all the babies and everything. And as far as monkeys, chimpanzees tend to be much more vicious and more dangerous than gorillas ever are.
Yeah, they seem to be. And that's why on Planet of the Apes, they're chimpanzees that take over because they are more mean. I think. I'm surprised to hear him. So you think that giraffes they rank higher than like lions and tigers?
Yeah, because kids love going out there. Because as often as the giraffes reproduce and everything, there's always a baby running around over there. So the fact that they can go over there and see it smaller, it tends to attract them more. The tigers and the lions, they sleep through most of the day, so kids don't like going over there and just watching them lay down.
Yeah, that's my big complaint about the bears. I really like bears, but they're always asleep. Bears are lazy as hell.
Well, some of the lions are too, though.
Yeah. Do you think lions in the wild are that lazy?
Oh, yeah. Well, especially male lions. Because the women do all the work.
The women go out and get the food.
Yeah, and they just kind of like, lie around and occasionally they
if you're a lion,
pop one of them.
And somebody's going to bring you dead meat, what's the point in you going out and running around? I mean, if you had to kill your food, I could understand. All right, I'm going to go run and kill my food. But if you don't have to do that, what's the point? You just lay around, right?
Dustin says we need to have a blitz day at the zoo. That would not end well. There'd be a lot of drinking and a lot of us making fun of animals. But see, I love our listeners. We got a zoo guy right there. Gorilla death or living in the Matrix? I'll take the Matrix if I can be like the traitor was, where I can be famous and not know about all that stuff.
Right.
I'd do that. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. I want to zip through a few tweets here. Lamont said they do have hippos at the Houston Zoo now.
Really?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Also says his favorite animal at the zoo is pigeons in the parking lot bleeping on fools.
No, I hate that.
I hate the people that feed those things. Those are flying rats. Stop. King Kofi, I'd rather deal with a gorilla as long as I can say, get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape, right before he offs me.
You won't have time. He's going to put his giant hand over your mouth to muzzle your sounds, and then he's going to break your neck like a twig.
Probably so.
Yeah.
It'll be you.
And then he's going to go through your cell phone and figure out your bank account.
And transfer it to him.
Yep.
These are very smart gorillas.
And he's going to, like, if you've got nudes on your phone, he's going to send them out to everybody in your contacts list. Everybody.
But not to gorillas.
Not to other gorillas.
No, because
gorillas
don't.
Gorillas think humans look weird nude.
Yeah.
Just like we look at them and we're like, oh, weird. Look at his ass, how it's all droopy and weird. You know, they look at us and they're like, oh, look at that guy with the normal looking ass. That's gross.
Except for the guys who are really hairy. They probably look at them and go, you know.
Yeah, but then
I might.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Arian's fetus drowning would be fastest. On top of that, you wouldn't inhale any flames. I guess so. I guess if you just inhaled the water. And apparently Gabs is a huge giraffe fan. She's posting pictures from her office of giraffes everywhere.
All right.
So, all right, let's get Tyler on. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, so yeah, I actually used to work in the animal department there at the Houston Zoo. Unfortunately, we do not have hippos.
I thought that was false. I'm a zoo member.
Really, they don't have those. I know the registrar there. She does all the animal transactions. It's like her favorite animal, and she just it makes her so sad.
But, it's very expensive to have a tank.
As far as the hierarchy at the zoo goes, most of the time and most places, elephants. I mean, they're the top dog at the Houston Zoo. They get all the good play for pretty much anything. One of the elephants has actually been on Scrubs. That's at the Houston Zoo, so that's a little bit of trivia. But, man, the worst thing, orangutans. They will do things to you in naughty places multiple times before they off you. They would probably be the worst thing to get caught by. But, man, the thing is they get you, though. If you got a cold or you got any sort of respiratory thing, it's kind of like a War of the Worlds thing. You give it to them, man, they're going to go down. So that might be our saving grace from the all-powerful primate regime that is eventually going to take us over. So,
Yeah, if there might be a Blitz audiobook in this on dealing with the gorilla apocalypse if we didn't already have Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Easy money. What are the odds they make a basketball version of Mike Tyson's punch out with Steph Curry and no one beats it?
I mean, that's basically what they're saying it is.
Exactly. Schneid asks, if you're Lynch or Goff, are you excited with Wentz overhype so that you don't get stuck in Cleveland? If you're Cleveland, don't you think Carson Wentz would be perfect? I mean, this guy, he's coming from North Dakota. So Cleveland's an upgrade.
Yeah.
And he's probably really appreciative. But it depends on Hugh Jackson winds up liking. And from what I understand, he likes Jared Goff quite a bit. That would suck going from...
I think Jared Goff is kind of the guy who everybody seems to think is the top quarterback.
I think they all look at him as the safest.
Yeah.
I think long term, I'd rather have one of the other two. I like the body on both of them. And you know how I hate those air raid guys. They scare the snot out of me. All right, let's do a sportsy one. Eric, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, Eric.
Yeah, I was calling to see what y'all think the odds are Rick Smith won't blow the draft this year for the Texans.
What's your favorite animal before we answer that at the zoo?
Oh, favorite animal's got to be the lions.
Man, lions are good.
Okay, lions get a...
Can't hate on lion likers.
No.
It's a good one. Well, if Rick Smith does blow the draft, he's definitely going to blame it on someone else. and he will feel no repercussions from his failure if he does blow the draft.
You know, I actually think they'll do okay this year. I this is his third year with O'Brien. Last year's draft was much better, which of course the draft before was pretty bad. But
yeah, it couldn't be worse than that one.
So I do think that I think they'll have a good draft because they're due for one. Or for another one, as it were. All right, Will, before you ask your Cowboys question, when you go to the zoo.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing sportsy. Before you ask your Cowboys question, what's your favorite animal at the zoo?
My favorite animal at the zoo, probably an ocelot.
Interesting. That's a weird animal. You're a weird guy. But go ahead.
It's a kind of jungle cat.
I know what a freaking ocelot. I'm a zoo member, bro. I'm just saying that's an odd choice. All right, go ahead. Well, go ahead. What do you got?
All right, I got a what are the odds. So what are the odds Donald Trump buys the Cowboys and tries to make them great again?
0%. He doesn't care about sport. He's had his run in football. It was a giant failure. He's figured out ways to make money with less risk.
Oh, ocelot. Is that weirder than Okapi?
No, Okapi's weird.
It is weird, but at least I have a good reason for it. That was my kid's favorite animal.
Yeah.
Now, why it's my kid's favorite animal, I have no idea. And it probably still isn't because now he's damn near, well, he's going to college next year.
Yeah, you should figure out what your daughter's favorite animal is and start claiming that. Okapis are weird because they're like half zebra, half horse.
And giraffe. There's some giraffe deer in there.
I don't know what they
I'm
are.
I'm telling you, I like the results of a big animal orgy. That's what it is.
That's weird to me. I don't like that. I don't like mixing animal breeds.
Well.
I'm a straight shooter. I'm totally Republican when it comes to that. I want giraffes with giraffes and zebras with zebras, and that's it.
You want a wall. You want a wall between the giraffes and the zebras.
Yeah.
And you'll have a door in that wall, but there'll be a wall there. So you obviously do not like the duck-billed platypus.
They're okay.
But that's the same thing. It's like an alligator and a duck.
Yeah, that's
a
weird thing. It's not my favorite, no.
Do you think God just got bored at the end? He's like, you know what, let's...
He's just joking around, man. Dude, listen... Creating all this stuff is getting old for him. He's like, oh, what? I'm tired of this. I need to have some fun. Like, he made 2,200 different types of jungle cats. He's like, you know what? None of this is making me laugh. I'll make a platypus.
Okay, so Lamont's tweeting out something from the Deseret News about stubborn hippos at the Houston Zoo. You're really going to trust a Utah newspaper that maybe they got that wrong?
Lamont, I'm not trying to disprove you here, but... I've been to the zoo two or three times this year. Well, not this year, but in the last year. And there's no hippos there. Hippos, it takes a big infrastructure to build. And they've said they were going to do it before, but apparently it's like years down the road.
Also, this article that he posted was from February 4th, 1995.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go.
Well.
Maybe they had him in 95, but.
February 4th, 1995, I was still a virgin, so I don't.
I was in fifth grade.
That's a long time ago.
What the hell was I doing then?
You were, I mean, you were probably, you know, in your second or third corporate job.
Yeah, by then I was, yeah.
That was the last time the city won a big championship of any sort.
Well, listen, what are you poo-pooing on the
no,
Dynamo?
No.
You poo-pooing on the Comet?
You know what? Since they're not on the station anymore, yes, I am.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, they went to a station that... Nobody can hear. At least the one that we're on here, some people could hear. Hey, how many poker spots do we have left to give away?
We have four.
All right, here we go. 10, 11, 12, and 13, and you have to tell the intern your favorite zoo animal. You're going to win a seat into the Blitzspring Poker Classic tomorrow. Last chance qualifier at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. You must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Good luck, people.
This is the Blitz on ESPN975.
At the street knowledge.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Kick off spring with Gal Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. Buy a spot for just $50. Included is green fees, golf carts, lunch, dinner, beer and water, snacks, and a goodie bag. Plus, you probably get to hang out with us. That's worth $50, isn't it? Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle at 713-479-5346 or email golf@galmedia.com. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Hustle Town. My buddies Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock. And it's always funny because Craig will ask me what the hot sports topic of the day is. And it's always
zoo
something.
Animals.
And I'm going to walk out there and say favorite zoo animals. And he's going to look at me like I'm crazy, which he does every Wednesday because that's usually where we are at this point of the show. All right. Texter asks, why don't you guys like Cook? He looks like he'd be a perfect for the Texans. Good quarterback to win with, good defense. Text me that tomorrow and I'll give you a long answer about why I'm not a fan of his. But right now, we have to do deaths because this is how we finish every Wednesday show. We celebrate those who have passed away during this week. We'll start with celebrities. Harold Ramis, American actor and director, dead from vasculitis at 69.
Some good things.
He did. Doesn't vasculitis sound like a venereal disease?
It doesn't sound good.
No. Howie Epstein, the guitarist for Tom Petty, bass guitarist, excuse me, for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, died in 2003. Think of him what you will. He had a little space to fill in a casket. Okay. Sports figures. Dennis Johnson, 2007, basketball player.
He was the coach of the Austin Toros developmental league team when I was there. I actually knew Coach Johnson. Good man, very weird looking.
Earl Lloyd, the first African-American to play basketball in the NBA, died at 86 in 2015, so he had a good run.
First of like what, 9 or 10?
11.
African-Americans who have made it to the NBA?
Maybe 8. I think you're a little high.
That'll never catch on.
No. In 1974, Tim Horton, Canadian hockey player, better known as founder of Tim Hortons.
Oh, the coffee shop, right?
The greatest freaking coffee ever. It's like crack.
Oh, stop.
It is amazing. The wife would always, oh, you got to get Tim Hortons when we go. First thing, we have to get Tim Hortons. I'd get Tim Hortons. I'm addicted. It's crack. Although when I bring it back in those little Keurigs, it's never as good.
No.
As when you get it piping hot at the Tim Hortons. And that, you think Starbucks is like every corner here? In Canada, they'll have Tim Hortons across the street from each other, and they'll both be full. I'm telling you, they're putting crack in that coffee. Okay, on the political figures, I'm going to overrule Jong and move one of them down to the best deaths.
Okay.
If that's okay.
You have the power.
We'll go straight to popes, where in 1730, Benedict VIII, also known as Pietro F. Orsini.
Pietro Orsini.
I wonder what the F stood for.
Francine.
Maybe. 1513, Julius II, also known as Giuliano Delia Rovere.
Giuliano Delia Rovere.
And in 606, Sabinian.
Sabinian.
The Italian Pope. He died.
Italian Pope.
Okay, famous killers. Bugs Moran, American gangster, died of lung cancer in prison at 65 in 1957. That's actually probably a pretty good death for a gangster.
Yeah. There's worse ways to go.
Second most famous with Bug in his name, though.
Behind Bunny?
Bugsy Siegel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, where's Bunny fit into that?
I don't know. Probably second.
I think he's more popular than Bugsy Siegel.
No, Bugsy Siegel's top 10, man.
Over Bunny?
Yeah, I would think so.
Bro, you want to do a Twitter follower thing?
Bugsy Siegel's dead.
Oh, well, Bugs Bunny's a cartoon character. I bet he's got more...
But he's not a gangster.
No. I'm just saying most popular Bugs.
No, I said gangster with Bugs in there.
Okay. You didn't say that. You didn't specify. You said the second most popular Bugs.
Bugs Bunny does not count for this discussion.
All right.
So here's our inventors. Robert Fulton, known as a steamboat pioneer in 1815.
Steamboater. He's a steamboating man.
Here you go. Here's one that you need to remember. 1957, John F. Mahoney, American physician who developed penicillin treatment of syphilis. Dead at 67. Ironically of?
Syphilis.
So, yeah, I don't know that. I'm just...
Probably, though. Safe bet.
1986, Tommy Douglas, which my wife speaks of him in revered terms. He's the father of Medicare. He basically came up with the... Dead at 81. Good for him.
Amerigo Vespucci, Italian explorer.
Vespucci, he discovered a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
America.
He discovered Vespucci, which is
God, that would have been an island off had we gone with that.
I know, thank goodness. Dead at 60. All right, 1990, Malcolm Forbes, heart attack. 1983, Tennessee Williams, U.S. playwright and writer, wrote Streetcar Named Desire. Signed off at the age of 71 in 1983. All right, here's our best deaths. Now, I moved this down from political figures because I think this belongs, especially when you hear some of these other names. Malcolm X.
That's a good one.
Assassinated in New York City at the age of 39 in 1965.
I mean, not good that he was assassinated.
No.
That's a good name on the list.
But would you not put him ahead of John Quincy Adams, 1848?
No, John Quincy Adams was a president.
Not a very good one. 1892, Louis Vuitton.
I'd put him ahead of that.
About 1987, Andy Warhol, who's only famous for being famous and showing up in period pieces.
Well, he's an artist.
I'll take Malcolm X over him.
I will too.
Fred Rogers.
Not him. Mr. No. Rogers' Neighborhood. That's somebody who brought everybody together was Mr. Rogers.
A beautiful day in the night. Okay.
I dare you to say something bad about Mr. Rogers. I'll slap your face.
2015, Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
Spock.
I'll take Malcolm X over Spock.
So it's just Mr. I loved Mr. Rogers when I was a kid.
He was the best.
Even
the
best. A little creepy.
I mean, it's weird until you figure out what he's all about. And then you're like, all right, I respect that.
It's the slippers that got me. All right. We got to get out of here. You guys have a great one. Hustle Town coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Would you be my neighbor?
ESPN 97.5.